Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. And joining us online, it's the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. How are you?
Hi, Neil. How are you? Yeah, look, still a bit dampish around the area and localised flooding in various places. So be careful, everyone out there. Look, we've got potholes. Everyone's an expert at the moment. Look, and it is unfortunate. I haven't got the perfect solution. It'd be good if we could get the road ferry to come in and bang overnight to fix up any of the damage, but we know that can't happen.
Easy, I've got the solution. People... Just concrete all the roads and then triple our rates to pay for it. It's easy.
Yeah, well, look, one bit of road, if you always remember going down to Lithgow, this side of Lithgow, that stands for road there, that is concrete.
Yep.
And that was done post the war, actually.
And I wonder how many millions of dollars that'd cost these days.
Well, absolutely unbelievable, but you know, and it does, and so all things that can't be done, got paid for. But look, I know it's frustrating with people. I've had damage done to my car, and so forth. But I can tell you, look, I've also worked out west too, and think of the troubles that they're in out there at the moment. The poor people, you know, big expanses of road that are not even bitumen and washed away. And I think there's been floating around on social media, just in our immediate area, where part of the road near a bridge disappeared.
Yeah, absolutely. At Nyrang there, that was absolutely shocking to see. And one car ended up in the drink as a result, but everybody was okay, I believe. A little frightened, I might suggest. But look, it's set to continue. Another wet week in store.
Yeah, look, it certainly looks like it's still around. And look, it's causing havoc with a number of functions that we've got on Future Tunes, 175, Celebrations, and a number of others. But look, they're not abandoned, they're postponed. Look, we'll get them in. And look, I'm around as mayor until about the 20th of December, until the polls are actually declared, and I'll be working as hard as I possibly can to make sure that we get all those activities in, the Christmas carols and a whole range of things that are happening at the moment we want to support.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to carols. They're on the 11th, I believe, of December it is. I'll be there, you'll be there, Kerry will be there. And mate, it's always good to catch up with you up on there on stage and sing a song and get to celebrate Christmas with the Orange community. Now, look, that's something that we need to make mention. Yes, elections are this weekend. Go and vote.
Yep.
You can go and vote today, but make sure you do vote. And you are still the mayor, as you say, until the 20th of December, until the poll is closed and called.
Yeah, no, that's right, Neil. And look, can I just encourage people to spend a bit of time and read through the candidate list. Don't go for group tickets. Look, you know, spend a bit of time and read through the people and what they will come. I really believe there should be fact checks because I've read some of the stuff and it's quite unbelievable. It's embellished experience and things that some people have done, I can tell you. But that's life, I suppose. I don't believe in real estate or developers. I've always said that and I've gotten into a bit of trouble for saying, but I stick by that. And I think as far as politics is concerned, it's interesting. I've seen there's one ticket there that says that they're not a Labor ticket. Well, hold it. Hello. I'm not quite sure what they're saying. But the Greens ticket's an example. I get a little bit frustrated with that because I've experienced in council. They vote the way that the political party wants them to vote. It's not about the people of Orange. It's not about the community of Orange. I've seen them backflip on a couple of things, and I've seen them even go along with a solar complex and say that, oh, no, that's what the community wanted, that the councillors were wrong. You know, you're on there to represent the community of Orange, which has a vast range of involvement in cultural things, economic things, sporting things, and the range goes on. And I think you've got to leave your politics behind the door with local government. I really, really do. And as I said, I have not been a member of a political party in over 50 years. I never, ever was on council, although because we're riding boots and so forth, I'm quite often accused of being a member of a certain political party, as you would know. And I think it's important because your job is to represent this community and all of the community.
Yeah, absolutely right. And, I mean, it's come to light over the last week that people running for council, people running for mayor have been convicted of fraud and donations. And there's just a lot of, dare I say, shady characters out there that are trying to stick their hand up for council. So have a good look, as Reg has said this morning, at who you want to vote for and make sure you do vote before the close of the poll on Friday.
I find that frustrating. You're a ratepayer. I mean, in some of these things, why doesn't the electoral officer and that look into the things now and make decisions now not wait till after the elections and then say, oh, perhaps we've got to have by-elections, which the community has to pay for. And that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars that could be spent on roads or on parks and gardens or on something. Surely there must be a process where things are checked prior to an election. Look, I found an interesting one just recently, not here, by the way, in another area, where they had all these confluents up around the place, stuck on buildings, and obviously not supposed to have them in a public area, but you know, they ignore that. But they were the wrong size. They were completely oversized, Mary. You know what they said? I'll take them down and make sure you put ones up of the right size.
Yeah, right.
That's like getting done for a serious crime and saying, look, mate, just don't do it again.
Yeah, absolutely right, absolutely right. I'm with the Mayor of Orange, Reg Kidd. Reg, we are out of time, mate, but thank you for yours this morning and look forward to chatting with you again next week on the show.
Certainly, Neil, and have a safe weekend. Keep COVID testing and keep following the rules, mate. We're going to get through this.